well-publicized quarterback competition that's just begun. How do you evaluate it all kind of on an equal level, and how do you plan on separating yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of us in the quarterback room, all four of us are trying to compete, win the starting job, obviously, but the person who does that is the person who, you know, competes the hardest, you know, gets the job done, obviously taking the easy completions, moving the ball, and scoring touchdowns.
What do you want to show personally?
I just want to show that I'm more than capable of doing everything on the field, whether that's, you know, running for 10 yards, throwing for 15 yards on a play, or even taking the easy completion for 5 yards. Whatever it is, I'm going to get the job done.
Do you have a style of quarterback you identify yourself as, a dual threat or anything like that?
I'm just quarterback. I'm out there. I'm going to go sling the ball. I'm going to make a play. If I got to run, I'm going to run. I'm going to pick up first downs and score some touchdowns.
Where's your comfort level with the playbook and the offense after being in the program for a year, kind of sitting and watching what Jake had done and the other guys have done last year?
Absolutely. I'm very comfortable. This is the most confident and comfortable I've been in a system my whole career. I mean, coming from freshman year in high school, throughout my senior year high school, I had a different offense every single year. Then going to college, I was at Western Michigan for 2 years, two different coaches. Then here last year, so that's my third offense in college. So now it's finally having some continuity in my offense, and feel super confident, got good time down with the receivers, and just ready to work.
Is it kind of a relief to have kind of some continuity for a change?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
How do you guys push each other? I mean, you're all friends, obviously. You always want to help the team, but there's a competition. How do you guys push each other?
Yeah, I mean, we're all really good friends off the field, on the field, in the classroom, in the meeting room, whatever it is. We all get along very, very well, but we're all competitors in whatever it is, whether we're drawing up plays on the whiteboard or watching film. We're all competing in whatever it is, but it's a good competition.
What did you learn from Jake last year watching him?
How to win football games. That this first time I got to watch, you know, sitting on the sidelines, a quarterback win 11 games. That's hard to do, especially in the Big 12. And so he's a competitor. Guy can grit out some wins, make some big throws, make some big-time runs, take some hits, get right back up. Love Jake.
Is there something you're focusing on coming into camp that you want to get better at?
Yeah, I just want to continue to show that I'm worthy to play at this level. Big 12, that's, you know, one of the best conferences in the country. And I want to just continue to show that I'm ready for this level of competition and I can go out there and compete with the best.
Can you clarify? Go ahead, Mitch.
When you left Western Michigan, why were you so passionate coming to BYU as a walk-on and be part of this program?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I got opportunities to go elsewhere in the portal. Coming from the Midwest in Michigan, It was some really good moments. Also some moments where I was feeling, you know, like, dang, I miss home. You know, I miss playing in front of my family. I miss, you know, my loved ones coming to watch me play. It was really hard for them to go out to Michigan every weekend to go watch me play. And so I wanted to go somewhere where, you know, I can feel the love. I can feel the family environment. I can have my family come and watch my games. I can also, you know, visit home whenever I need to. And heck, I mean, we play in Tucson this year. So to play in front of my family, I mean, I could never turn that down. So walk on, scholarship, whatever it is, as long as I get my foot in the door, I'm going to make it worth it.
I had a similar question.
Did you work out with anybody, and did you go anywhere to work out?
Yeah, I worked out with a lot of the receivers each and every week, trying to get our timing down. And obviously, I didn't get much reps with them my first year here. And then, you know, Coach John Beck, awesome. You know, 3D QB, definitely got some work in with him over the summer. And just trying to figure everything out mechanically, just nail it all in, dial it up, and get ready for camp.
What kind of insights did he have for you working with him? I mean, did he kind of open your eyes to maybe something you haven't seen before with your mechanics and motion and everything?
Yeah, I mean, he's somebody who studied it for years upon years upon years, and he's also done it. He's been on the field and done it. So just to see it from his eyes and hear it from his mouth, it's definitely game-changing.
Is there any new receivers coming in that's impressed you or that maybe he's opened your eyes a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, day one, I feel like a lot of the receivers were just kind of getting their feet wet, making the plays. As we go on through camp, we'll kind of see more and more. But I'm super excited for all the newcomers. It's going to be an exciting time.
What did Roderick lay out to you and the rest of the quarterbacks is what it's going to take to win this job?
Yeah, the person who just moves the ball, you know, got to make plays, you know, just distribute the ball, get first downs, score touchdowns. I mean, whatever you need in a quarterback, I feel like all of us have the capability of doing it. So whoever goes out and shows it, that's who you're going to be seeing on Saturdays.
Are you going to be sick of asking who's going to be the starter when you're around campus, around your friends? Are you going to be glad when this whole thing is over?
I mean, I'm just happy to be in the competition.
Last question.
Has your mindset changed from spring, obviously, when you were competing for, will it take a backup job, to now you're actually in the running for the starting job?
Not at all. I mean, you can ask anybody on the team or my family. Like, I've I've always been very confident in my abilities. So, you know, whether it was competing for the third string or when I first got here last spring, you know, competing for a scholarship to now competing for the starting position, it's the same mindset every single day. You want to go out there and do your best. You don't want to settle for average. You want to be the best at what you're doing, whether that's, you know, being the best at signaling, being the best at running third team offense, being the best at, you know, running the first team offense. Whatever it is, you want to be the best at it, and that's what I strive to do.
All right, thank you.
Go by Trey or Trayson?
Trayson.
Trayson, okay.
Yes, sir.